Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be joining you for the next hour. And, we'll be answering all your gardening questions here. Again, 855-660-4261. My father will be back next week. He gets home from Alaska midweek, so he'll be excited. He should get his the jet lag will be gone, and he'll be back to tell you guys everything about how exciting his trip was. So feel free to give us a call now or wait till next week when he gets back. Tom, let's go right into the phone lines. Who's up first this hour?
First up, we've got Joe from Rhode Island with a question about his peppers.
Joe, welcome to Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Good morning, Patrick. Actually, I've got a question about my tomatoes and my peppers. See, I put dynamite on the peppers and tomatoes in the beginning, but it almost seems like I'm not getting enough fertilization in there because the tomatoes are small. I've only picked one cherry tomato so far, and the peppers are getting red, but they're rotten on the bottom.
Yeah, you definitely want to do a little bit more fertilizing for the tomatoes, especially in that type of thing.
I thought the dynamite in the beginning would, your dad says dynamite will last for about 9 months. So I put a few granules of dynamite around each plant, and the plants are small. I'm not getting any tomatoes. I heard you say a little while ago that a high middle number, a phosphorus number on a fertilizer might be like a bloom booster type thing. Would that be recommended for tomatoes and peppers at this point?
I would definitely recommend something along those lines. Just so you're aware, at the same time, there are a lot of people out there who really haven't gotten a lot of orange tomatoes yet.
Okay.
I was talking with another listener earlier, and I've been talking to a lot of customers at my nursery. It's the same thing with peppers and tomatoes, is not getting a lot of, usable fruit yet. I have a 7.5-foot Sweet 100 tomato plant. I have four of them. I have not gotten a single red tomato off of them yet.
Wow.
I have.
Why are my peppers getting rotten? Well, they're turning red, and they're kind of small, but I pick them, and there's always a rotten spot or two on them. They're not usable.
That could have something to do with the, a calcium deficiency or a deficiency in the soil, or it could be that there's not enough air getting through the pepper. Go ahead.
They're spaced about 18 inches apart, so.
Well, with the plant itself, sometimes it helps to pick off some of the lower leaves and to pull them out so that the air can go through the plant as well, even though it's spaced out well between a couple, 18 inches, that type of thing.
Shall I refertilize the peppers, too?
You definitely should. You try to give it a little something. You could use that same product.
Use more dynamite?
No, you could use the bloom booster. You could use the one with the heavy middle number.
Like a Miracle-Gro bloom booster.
Yeah, that's definitely something that I would use. The dynamite does last, between 6 and 9 months. The other thing that could have happened with the amount of rain that we've had this year, it could have really affected the fertilizer in such a way where it broke it down quicker and actually affected it. because dynamite is a great product out there. Normally, you know, there's no issues like this at all with it. But, you know, you might want to, you know, you might reapply some of that product as well, just because of the fact that, you know, like I said, the amount of rain, that type of thing could have really affected it.
Okay.
But, you know, but the bloom booster with that middle number, that phosphorus is for roots and shoots and for flowers and that type of thing. And you're going to have more flowers on the plant and help focus the nutrients on the fruit there for you.
Okay, I hope it's not getting too late in the season to use that now.
It really isn't, because what happens with a bloom booster is it says to use every 10 to 14 days. So everything that you're pushing into it is starting to get into it right away. It's a faster acting. I wouldn't say use this for, you know, for the next 4 to 6, you know, applications. Use it now and use it again in 2 weeks just to help it, give it some of the nutrients.
Okay.
With a small plant that you're describing, for the fertilizer to get through the plant and translocate will only take only a number of days instead of, you know, a couple weeks if it was huge. So this, you know, this is going to help it. Okay. I think, you know, the rain and everything that we've had has really done a number on vegetable gardens. The cool weather has also. So that's something, you know, just.
So that'll help the peppers too?
I definitely think it will give it a little bit of a boost to help it out.
Okay, good. Okay, Patrick, thank you very much.
All right, Joe, we thank you for the phone call. And the phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be here until the 10 o'clock hour Eastern time. Be helping you answer all your gardening questions. Again, 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next? Lynn, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Yeah, I had some questions about blueberries, like wild blueberries, and what the heck happened to them this season. There were hardly any. Is that due to the rain?
It is due to the weather that we've been having. Blueberries do enjoy the heat. They do enjoy that time of year. If you notice, like, the best crops are usually in July and at the beginning of August when it's,
right,
you know, the warmest of the year.
Mm-hmm.
I think it has a lot to do with the weather, whereas, you know, so it could be the rain that we had in all of June, and then some of it, the heavy rain that we've been having in July and August, and then the cool weather. I mean, when I got up this morning at 5:30, it was 52 degrees.
Right.
So it's almost like fall weather.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully this heat, you know, that we're getting this coming week might help it. It might be a little bit too late, but you never know. It really could help it.
Okay, my second question was, Holly, we've gone over this before, but I failed to recall what to use for the white cottony stuff on the holly leaves. Something systemic is what Paul had said.
On those, you can definitely use the tree and shrub.
Tree and
it
shrub.
Is a systemic. Yep, it is a systemic that you can pour into the holly to get rid of that. Into the ground, yes. You want to base the size of the plant will tell you exactly how much that you want to use. You can usually just mix it right into a gallon of water or a 5-gallon bucket.
Okay.
Anything systemic like that. I always like to make sure that the plant gets watered prior to using the systemic mm-hmm. insecticide
More
or disease control, that type of thing.
Okay.
Reason being is, if a plant is very dry, and you notice it more with like a house plant or like a hanging basket, when it's really dry and it needs water, when you water it, the water just all of a sudden just starts pouring out from underneath
right.
it.
Mm-hmm.
By watering the plant before you do this insecticide, the systemic, you're allowing it to slowly go through and get more into the root system. That way mm-hmm. you're getting more of the product towards the issue.
Okay, these are outdoor plants. And my second question, third, is lilacs. When to trim them and when to fertilize them? I've got some very tall lilacs.
The general rule of thumb with anything that flowers is usually to prune them right after they flower. Now, the flowering has already happened with the majority of lilacs.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's best to do it, like, right after.
Okay.
This time of year, if you were to do it, if they're too big for you, go right ahead and do
okay.
it. But the thing about it might be is you might not get as many flowers next year.
Even fewer this year, so I don't think it's really going to hurt it too much.
Well, then, you know, you definitely have a good time to be doing this. Mm-hmm. You know, you cut it back and fertilize it this fall and then fertilize it again this spring, this coming spring.
Okay.
And that's definitely going to help it. The cutback will, you know, help it rejuvenate, get more growth coming out from areas and allowing for more blossoms in the next coming years.
Mm-hmm.
It might take a couple years for you to, you know, to cut it back because the general rule is by a third of cutting back when you cut anything back. So you don't want to cut back too drastic. I've seen people cut, a lilac sometimes up to half the plant of where the leaves are. You know, by when I say half, I'm talking as far down as the leaves go. Sometimes on taller lilacs, you won't see a lot of growth on the underside. So we're not talking from the bottom stem of the plant all the way at the ground to the top of it and cutting it in half there. We're talking where you're seeing growth.
Okay.
So you can do it about by a third now. And the next year, after it flowers again, cut it back by a third then.
Oh, okay.
You'll really compact it and get it into an area that you like.
Great. Thank you very much.
And we thank you for the phone calls, Lynn, and the questions. The phone number here is 855-660-4261.
Hemlock trees are being threatened by a pest called the hemlock woolly adelgid. It sucks sap from the tree, causing it to lose vigor and prematurely drop needles, which can eventually kill the tree. Signs of damage include the presence of what appear to be the tips of cotton swabs on twigs and at the base of needles. You can protect hemlocks and keep them healthy by treating them with products that prevent new infestations. This message is brought to you by Bayer Advanced, the authority on pests and pest control.
Of all the enjoyment gardening brings, we're guessing that feeding the local bug population is not on the list. To protect your fruits and vegetables in a way that fits your life, try Natria Insect Disease and Mite Control from Bayer Advanced. It's a ready-to-spray alternative solution using naturally derived non-synthetic active ingredients that can be sprayed up to a day before harvest and is still effective at controlling listed insects. Natria Insect Disease and Mite Control from Bayer Advanced. It fits your life. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
If downy mildew is a problem in your garden, especially on your impatiens, Monterey Agrifos is the answer. This fungicide is designed to control downy mildew, unlike most other fungicides. Monterey Agrifos is a liquid that's mixed with water and used as a spray. Now you can continue to grow beautiful bedding plants without this unsightly disease. Agrifos also controls many root rot diseases in your ornamental shrubs and trees, too. Ask about Agrifos at your local nursery. Products that work from Monterey Lawn and Garden.
The weather has put a lot of stress on our gardens. Tomatoes are slow to grow and fruit will have a problem to mature properly. If you had black spots on the underside of your tomatoes last year, eliminate them this year with Tomato Maker from Organic Labs. Tomato Maker will keep tomatoes healthy. To keep your garden organic and trouble-free, use Organocide to control insects and diseases in all of your gardens. That's Organocide from Organic Labs.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you're hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. You have medical insurance? Is your home insured? You carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with Bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with Bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept Bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We do have callers.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Tom, let's go right back to the phone lines. Who's up next?
Next up, we've got Larry in New Hampshire with a question about his oriental cherries.
Larry, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hi. I've got a, I think it's about 25-year-old ornamental cherry tree. It never really had any pruning done to it, and it really needs to be thinned out. It's quite dense. So those are my questions, really, is what are some tips to do that, to thin it out? And then I know there is at least one limb that I'm going to have to remove because it's in the way of the driveway now. What can I do to prevent insects and disease from getting in where I make the cut on that limb?
Okay, there's a couple things we can be doing. So as far as the limb that, you're worried about, having the insects go in, there is a product out there called Tree Coat. It's a spray that you can actually put on the on a wound. It's like a wound dressing. It comes in like an aerosol can. You can spray that over the wound where you've cut. So that'll help it with the insects. Now, the best time of year and the best process to be doing any type of heavy pruning on a tree like that is usually when the leaves start to fall on a ornamental cherry like this. You actually can see the branching better. You can see where branches are rubbing up against other branches. You can find out where the sucker growth is. You can tell what a sucker growth is by the way it's growing. It's going to grow straight up and down. It's not going to grow side to side. It's not going to grow. It's just going to be straight up and down. It's going to look like it's, it comes out and then does a direct turn north from the plant. So that's going to be the sucker growth. Those you can definitely get rid of at, any time of the year. But those are the first ones that I would take out because they're actually just taking the nutrients away from the rest of the plant. After that, I'd go to the areas where there are cross branches, where you see branches rubbing up against each other. Take a look at them. See which one is the stronger branch and get rid of one of them. When they rub up against each other like that, they open up the bark and will actually allow insects to come in easier into the plant. So you don't want that to be happening. And then, on top of that, if you want to take back the height of it and the width of it, you can be doing that by a third. Cut the plant back by a third at this point. And then next year, once you get the flowers and the ornamental fruit there, you can actually cut it back again by a third. So you're, in essence, doing a good pruning job to that cherry. So it's just something that you just, you can't just do, all at once and get it back to nothing, back to the area that you want. It's going to take a little bit of time. Like I said, the easiest time to be doing stuff like this would be to be pruning during, the late fall when the leaves are coming off, so you can actually see inside the plant and see where the branches are, that type of thing. It saves you, the little what if type thing. Sometimes when you cut it, you can't see where everything is with all the leaves. So that's why I would suggest doing that.
Okay. If you have a chance, I've got one other question hopefully you can ask.
Yeah, go right ahead.
For me. I've also got a problem with violets. They're gradually overtaking my lawn. Is there anything I can do to stem the onslaught?
With violets, it is kind of hard to take care of them. Once they get in there, they start to take over. I like to use a product out there, by Ortho. The main ingredient is triclosan. It's actually, they have it in a concentrate for the poison ivy killer that they have. There's also a clover oxalis and another weed that there is a product from Bayer, from Bonide, and from Scott's you can use that has the triclosan in it. Then it's the Weed Be Gone from Scott's that I always use. And then what I will actually combine that with for clover, violets, Creeping Charlie, that type of thing, is a weed beater. It's just the straight weed beater. The two products together, what I do is I'll do 2 ounces of each per gallon of water in a concentrate. You'll spray it now, and then you'll spray it again in 14 days, and then 14 after that, so you can really take care of it. On the other side of the break, I'll give you a little bit more information, Larry. The phone number here is 855-660-4261.
Are you an organic gardener? Finally, there's a fast-working and effective all-organic insect control available from Bonide Products. Bonide Captain Jack Dead Bug Brew is the answer for all your gardening insect problems. Captain Jack works 2 ways, on contact and through feeding, and it will ensure your insect problems are over. That's Captain Jack to control all types of insects, including caterpillars, beetles, spider mites, borers, and more. Use it on vegetables, flowers, berries, trees, and shrubs. Captain Jack, all-organic insect control. It's easy to use. That's Bonide Captain Jack.
All Parrot here. I suggest that when you're planting your flower baskets and containers this year, don't use any old potting soil. Instead, use Black Gold All-Purpose. This mix is specifically formulated with a control-release fertilizer, so it will feed your plants for up to 6 months so that you don't have to. Try Black Gold All-Purpose this year. Available at your local garden center, or for more information, visit blackgold.bz.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Can you pluck a chicken in about 90 seconds? You can with Power Plucker. Plucking by hand is a chore, but the Power Plucker makes it fast and easy. Simply chuck Power Plucker into your power drill and watch those feathers fly off. Save time and money with our complete home processing kits, too. For free USA shipping and 10% discount, go to powerplucker.com and enter promo code RADIO. Powerplucker.com, the only drill-powered poultry plucker.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Whey.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Before the break, we're talking with Larry about his violets going into the lawn. It's one of those things where it usually, the best way to take care of it is to take care of it in the spring. Take care of it when it first starts, when you start to see the clover, you start to see the oxalis, you start to see the chickweed coming out there. Those are the three that really get you going. Like I said before, you want to use the Weed Be Gone from Scott's, the Clover Oxalis and Chickweed Killer. And then there's a Weed Beater from Bonide. The two active ingredients in those products, when you combine them together, you use 2 ounces of each in a gallon of water in a pump sprayer. When you combine those two, it'll really level the clover and all those other mentioned item weeds. So you'll do that. Once you start doing that, you're going to do it again 14 days from that. And then you're going to do it 14 days from that. You're actually going to do it 3 times. It's not one of those ones where you kill it once, and then all of a sudden it's gone, and you magically got a lawn back. If it was that easy, I think these products would be worth a lot more money than they are just because of what they do. But you're going to do it a couple times. You're going to notice after a couple times that it's, really killing a lot of that area. Well, that means that the violets, the chickweed, and the clover have really taken over. There wasn't really a lot of lawn left underneath it. There weren't a lot of shoots from the lawn. You're going to have to end up reseeding that area. And for Larry, if you're going to be doing that now, which it seems like you could be to take care of these violets, you're actually doing you're going to kill them. And you're going to see a lot of brown in the lawn. Well, the best part of this is the best time to be putting the lawn in. So it's going to work out in your benefit. You're actually going to kill the weeds, and then you're going to be able to put seed down, you know, about 14 to 21 days after the application. It depends on, you know, what the lawn's looking at. It's usually 14 days, and then you're going to be able to put the seed down and reseed. Reason why this is the best time of year, a lot of the weeds are starting to go dormant. They're starting to go away. Once you've killed like a crabgrass or, you know, that type of thing. Once they're gone, they're not coming back. They're not going to redo and start it fresh. That, you know, you're going to kill them and you're going to have some time. Then you're going to put the seed down. And so what happens is the seed doesn't have to compete as much with any of the weed seeds. It's just regular grass seed that it's competing with. So you're going to be able to have a fresher look to it. You're going to have more space that's going to be taken over. And then at the same time, you're going to be have less weeds later and have a better looking lawn. The other thing is the seed actually wants to focus on a root system and then give you more shoots. If it can focus on the root system right now because, you know, the lawn's going to go dormant in a month and a half or so, maybe two, you know, it can focus on that and give you better product next year and years to come. We thank you for the phone call, Larry. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Lynn from New Hampshire with a question about hydrangeas.
Lynn, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you? Lynn, can you hear me? All right, Tom, let's hopefully Lynn can get back to us at 855-660-4261. But until we get Lynn back, Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got TT from Massachusetts with a question about her squash.
TT, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Yeah, hi. Thank you for taking my call. The squash, the summer and the winter squash, they're not producing fruit. You know, I live here in Falmouth, Massachusetts.
Okay, well, I am I'm having the same issue as you are in my garden as well. All I'm seeing is flowers. I'm not seeing any fruit coming out there. It's almost like it's not getting pollinated quick enough, or there's too many of the male flowers as associated to the female flowers. Now, the way you can tell the difference between a male and a female flower on a squash is the female flower will have what looks like a very small squash behind the flower. Now, if you take a look at the plant and you see a couple of those, what you'll want to do is you'll take the male flower that has nothing that looks like a squash behind it other than a stem, pick that and actually pollinate the female for it. Now, with squashes, they'll actually produce 10 to 1 in the flowers from male to female. So for every 10 flowers that are male, you have one female flower. So, you know, there's a lot of the male flowers to go around, so you should be able to find those easily. So what you want to do, like I said, pick the male flower, and then you want to actually get into the female flower and pollinate it. You're self-pollinating the plants and allowing them to grow faster and to actually start producing fruit. It's been one of those years where the rain that we had in June really affected the rest of the year, plus the cool weather. You know, the squash is, you know, it's putting out its product, but it's really just, you know, not getting to that next level. With my squash, I noticed for the first time all year on my zucchini that on Wednesday was the first time I saw any sign of zucchini. I've had them planted since the beginning of May. I mean, the plants are like 3 feet wide. They've got hundreds of flowers on them. The first flower, the first fruit that I got from it. I don't have a lot of time to self-pollinating these, but if you do have some time, that would work. You could also use, like, there's a spray from it's a tomato spy. You might be able to spray the squash flower with, but the best way to do it is to self-pollinate by putting the male flower inside of the female flower.
Okay.
And that should really help you for, you know, to start get some fruit at this time of year.
Yeah, it's just, I'm one of the community gardeners at the Falmouth Community Garden, and it's all of the squashes. everyone's having the same problem. So,
well, like I said, it has a lot to do with the weather that we've been having, the amount of rain we had in June, and then the cool nights and the cool days. You know, it's been very pleasant if you know, working outside and that type of thing in the 70s, 60s, 70s, and low 80s. We haven't had that hot summer. So, you know, it takes a little bit for the bees to get going during the day. When it's the cool weather, you'll actually see some bees that are slower. They'll actually be sitting in areas for longer periods of time. So it's harder for them to actually get going in the morning, which puts them a little bit behind. So this weather really does that to them. And you can notice, I've noticed some bees, you know, in October, November, that are outside, where you can actually pet a bumblebee because it's so slow from the cool weather. I mean, I've had them on my shoulder and just sat there, and you can actually rub the back of them without worrying about them because the cool weather has slowed them down. So it's that type of thing that's going on. You know, so it's something that's happening everywhere, and it's really hard because, you know, you're in a community garden and you want to produce that fruit for everyone. So it's one of those things where you might have to start doing some of the pollinating yourself. You know, if you can't get the flower out, maybe get a Q-tip. Take a Q-tip and go inside the male flower and get some of the pollen so you can pollinate the female flower. But like I said, the female flower has a little squash coming behind it, whereas the male flower does not. It's more of a stem.
Is this also true for the cucumbers?
It's for a lot of plants. It's cucumbers, anything that has a flower that then produces a fruit. I was in the garden, my father's garden, the other day, and, you know, he doesn't have as many cucumbers as he normally does. It's the same type of thing. I don't know if it's a 10 to 1 flower ratio for the for the cucumbers. I wouldn't say. I think the squash are the ones that actually do have the highest amount that way. I would say it's probably more half that. But you can take a look and you'll be able to see that the flower is, you know, a male or a female by seeing if there's something right behind it.
Okay, excellent. Well,
all right, we thank you for the phone call. The phone number here is 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Sometimes you just got to help Mother Nature and, you know, give her a helping hand and move along with those squash and the zucchini and that type of thing. But it's one of those things that's happened everywhere. Like I said, I have two big plants, 3 feet wide, 2 feet tall, one fruit. It's the first fruit I've seen. I mean, you know, some people I know have a abundant amount of zucchini. It's kind of crazy. Maybe in that area, you know, it's digging a little bit warmer. I know somebody I play softball with. I get giant zucchinis from him in summer squash weekly. But I can't grow one for the life of me. It's a little joke that we have that he can do that, and I'm the one who's in this field. So, you know, it's interesting, but it's there are a lot of people in the same boat this year. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Elizabeth from Connecticut with a question about fig trees.
Elizabeth, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
This is my third year with this tree. We have kept it inside in the winter in a pot. Then it got pot bound, so my husband put it in the ground, and we were so excited. There were tons of figs. Now they are all dropping. What am I doing?
Now, do you have one of the brown figs, or is it the...
It's called brown turkey, I think.
The brown turkey, so it's a bigger fig.
Yes.
So what's happening? So they're turning green. They're getting to a certain point, and they just fall off. They never turn brown.
Oh! They. It seems like they're stunted. You know, they were growing.
So they stay small.
Yes. And they're falling.
Okay. So they don't even get to the mature spot. They just.
Oh, no.
They prematurely just drop.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Now, so it's planted in the ground.
Yes. This is the first year in the ground.
Okay. It could have a little bit of some shock from the soil that is around it. You've had probably in a container, you have a different type
right.
of planting media than you would in the soil. So what's happening is, you know, it's had some really, really good planting mix in this, you know, made for potting, not...
Yeah.
You put it in the ground, you're getting into regular soil, that type of thing. So what's happening is the roots are starting to venture out into the soil to get nutrients. And they've been so used to great soil and getting it all in one area, they're having a little bit of a harder time getting those nutrients. So one of the things you're going to need to do is you're definitely going to need to feed it. You're going to need to feed it with like an all-purpose, like a 10-10-10 fertilizer. One of the things that is happening is that with the year we've been having, it started off, you know, I want to say like the first week in June, maybe the last week in May, we had 90-degree weather. You know, and for figs like that, it's saying, all right, this is my home type of weather. I mean, it's not a, you know, it's more of like a house plant in our areas. You can put it outside during the year, you know, then you have to take care of it for the winter. So it likes the warmer climate. And you know, the plant is saying, all right, I like this. This is warm weather. Let's get going. And then all of a sudden we get all this rain. It cools down. And the fig's like, all right, it's fall. All right, that was short season. I'll see you next year. You know, that type of thing.
Makes sense. Yeah.
So it's kind of hard. You know, you really can't control Mother Nature. She does kind of what she wants depending upon how she's feeling. So I mean, that's something you really can't change. But you give it a little bit of fertilizer. Try to repot it to bring it in for the winter this year. And because I would definitely not leave it outside for the winter. We thank you for the phone call, Elizabeth. Phone number here is 855-660-4261.
Aphids and whiteflies bugging you? Use Monterey Lawn and Garden's new aphid and whitefly spray. Great protection for your ornamentals in the garden, on the patio, or kitchen window. It comes in an aerosol can, so you use less material than a trigger sprayer. Monterey aphid and whitefly spray works fast with rapid results. It kills beetles, leaf miners, and caterpillars, and controls over 40 insects listed on the label. Look for Monterey aphid and whitefly spray at your local garden supply store. Another fine product from Monterey Lawn and Garden.
Dr. C. Biofoss is an excellent product for increasing blooms, fruit, and vegetable yield organically. Biofoss is a product that naturally releases soil-bound phosphorus so your plants can use those nutrients for energy. Biofoss is a biological product using all safe natural microbes. Just add this product to your transplants in the garden and you'll see plants grow and thrive. Add this to an old established bed to revive them. Go to drcsgarden.com.
Dynamite Complete Plant Food is a fertilizer product I've been familiar with for years. The results you can get from Dynamite is amazing. Apply Dynamite around the root zone of your vegetables, flowers, and ornamentals. The science of controlled release nutrients means more flowers, more vegetables, and healthier shrubs. Dynamite comes in a convenient shaker bottle and contains micronutrients needed by flowers and vegetables to grow at their best. Look for Dynamite at your local garden center. If you don't see it, ask for it. They can order it for you. Remember the name? Dynamite.
Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the pollen with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway small critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway dormant cat repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. MedKits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th, a weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin B, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
And welcome back to the last about 10 minutes of the Paul Parrott Garden Club. I'll be here for, like I said, about 10 minutes, and then my father, Paul, will be back next week. He'll be joining you live coming from 6 to 10 Eastern time, and he's real excited to be back. He can't wait to get back to you listeners and help you out with a lot of information. I know next week he's going to be talking with Daminex Tick Tubes. Ariana from there is going to be helping you out with some information, a lot of good information. You definitely want to look into the tick tubes. A lot of people put them in the spring, but they don't realize that they're going to have to do it in the spring and in the fall because that's when some mice are starting to get their nest together for the winter. So she's going to give you a lot of information next week. I'd really, really look forward to listening to that. It's some great information. Tom, I know we got time for about one phone call left. Who's up last on the show with me today?
Last up, we got Joan from Mass with a question about her shrubs.
Joan, welcome to the Paul Parrott Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hi. Nice to talk to you. I have a couple of potentilla bushes, and they're kind of getting out of hand. They're starting to kind of grow into each other now.
Okay.
And I was wondering how I make them a bit smaller. You know, can I just give them like a shave haircut, or do I have to cut them right back to the ground?
I wouldn't cut them to the ground by any means. Like you said, a little bit of a shave and a haircut there, you know, might be the best way to do it. Cut it back by a third.
All right, is now a good time to do it, though?
This would be a fine time to be doing this. I might wait until after next week. It seems like this coming week, it seems like we're going to have warmer temperatures, at least in my neck of the woods and Peabody area. It's going to be in the high 80s. So that might actually, you don't want it to be too hot when you do that. When you do some pruning, because of the fact, what it'll do is it can actually promote dehydration in the plant because you have open wounds. So maybe wait a couple weeks until it's not as hot. We'll probably cool down right after that again. But with the way this year's been going, you never know. I mean, we could have heat until December, the way things go this way. But, you know, you want to wait until it's not so hot.
First part of maybe September.
Definitely. You could use that. And use the rule of thumb that it's a third. Cut it back by a third.
One third.
Don't cut it back to the ground. Don't cut it, you know, three quarters of the way. You know, cut it more of by a third at this point.
A third of the growth, the green growth.
The green growth, exactly.
Okay.
You know, a lot of times when people look at a tree and they want to, you know, prune it back, they'll say, okay, so the plant is 3 feet tall, but the first foot and a half is all just brown growth. Well, I'm just going to cut it back by, you know, a third of the 3 feet and cut it back, and there's really no growth. We're talking about the green part of the plant that's growing. We want to make sure that you are cutting it there so that there's some green growth underneath it, and it'll promote future growth from out there. A lot of times when you prune it, it'll create a double branching out of those pruning spots and make it more compact. By giving it that haircut like with the potentilla to round it up so they're not touching as much, you're going to start to see it more compact, going a little bit down, a little bit up, and a little bit out. That way you're getting a better-looking plant.
Oh, good. That's what I need.
And what I would suggest doing as well, Joan, is this fall, after you prune it and everything, give it a little bit of like a plant tone for the winter. Give it back something fertilizer-wise, because what you're doing is you're weakening the plant a little bit. You're cutting it back, and you're saying, hey, I don't want you to get any bigger right now. But at the same time, you're cutting off some of its growth. So by fertilizing it, giving it a little bit something back, you're cutting it, but you're helping it for the future. You know
okay,
what I'm saying?
Yes, and plant tone would be good for that.
Plant tone would be great for the potentilla.
All right, great. And I thank you very much.
And I thank you for the phone call, Joan. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. That about wraps up the show for today. I would like to say thank you to my father. I know he probably can't hear me, but maybe he'll listen to it when he gets back. I want to say thank you. I've had a great 2 weeks here doing his radio show. I love it. I enjoy it, and I can't wait to do it again. Everybody have a great week. I'm off to go play 5 rounds of golf in 2 days. I can't wait to do it, so I'm headed right up there to do that. My father will be back next week. Give him a call. Let him know how great I did, and you want to hear me more on the radio.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Stanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the 4 keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential. Reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z, 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.